education, criminal justice, housing, economic development, there are some big issues on the table around New Orleans. Their answers are not always clear-cut, and their sheer number and complexity can sometimes feel overwhelming. But to one way of thinking, there is something fundamental that ties them together and that might also hold the key to progress across many different fronts.
I think there are lots of issues that we need to address in the greater New Orleans area. And there's one issue that sort of threads through all of them, and that is that we really need to increase our civic engagement in decision making.
That's Linda Usden, coordinator of the New Orleans Coalition on Open Governance, a nonprofit formed in 2009 to do just that. As a coalition, the group includes a seemingly disparate array of 8 local nonprofits, ranging from the Public Affairs Research Council, a well-established statewide legislative watchdog, to Puentes and Vela, 2 New Orleans advocacy groups for the Latino and Vietnamese communities, respectively. They all share a belief that making government more open and accessible and creating opportunities for people to get involved helps advance the issues closer to each of their own distinct missions. For instance, as debates swirled about the size and scope of a new prison in New Orleans, coalition member The Lens, a nonprofit investigative journalism outlet, discovered that only 4 of 11 local law enforcement groups were in compliance with laws requiring public input on their policy-setting processes. Other coalition members rallied their constituencies and filled city council chambers during budget hearings to make public input on the future of the city's criminal justice apparatus an issue for their local elected officials.
So that was an example of how all of the groups around the table worked together, whereas one organization might not have been as effective. And that's sort of how we approach everything. We look at a strategy, and then we look at what possible roles our different organizations can play in promoting openness and accountability.
This sort of civic engagement is a basic tenet of American democracy. But the Coalition on Open Governance believes that some capacity development is often needed to fully exercise it. To this end, the group offers training programs to help the public understand the policymaking process, how to access information, and where the buck stops inside government structures.
So there's a rather intricate, often sort of puzzling system of governance that we have not really been engaged in a lot in Louisiana. And so we're hoping that through the positive changes that have happened after Katrina, where people did get engaged and they did make a difference, that we can build on that and create a much more engaged citizenry, and then we will have much more accountable governance.
From creating a corruption-fighting inspector general's office in New Orleans to consolidating the region's levy boards, Usden sees many signs of progress made possible because the public was informed and involved.
We're taking a lot of little steps and using a lot of little stones to build a more engaged community, and that we've seen that when a community is engaged, we have better government.
Learn more about the New Orleans Coalition on Open Governance at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.